This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We don't want their gunboats surrounding our boats and traveling around our boats and having a good time. We don't want them anywhere near our boats. And so you know the order I gave. I don't think I have to say it again, but I've given that order. Under the Obama administration, it was taking place all the time. Under my administration, I gave this order early on, and nothing happened. They were very nice. There was no problem. But then I noticed yesterday they did that in a much lighter form, but they did that again. I said, we're not going to stand for it. So if they do that, that's putting our ships in danger and our great crews and sailors in danger. I'm not going to let that happen. And we will. They'll shoot them out of the water. Rules of engagement. That's a threat when they get that close to our boat. And they have guns. They have very substantial weapons on those boats. But we'll shoot them out of the water.
In other words, Iran, don't be messing with the United States. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. Or welcome here. I don't know if you're back from yesterday or you're back from whenever. But I'm glad you're here. And I will tell you, the Democrats think that things like this are bad for Donald Trump. Oh, look at him. He's a warmonger. He's unhinged. They go back to the same old things. They have nothing new. They have nothing new. Oh, they want to make the economy his Achilles heel. It's not going to happen. The worst thing they could have done was the timing of the Chinese Wuhan scare of 2020. Because when you knock things down to that level of low, and then suddenly things start shooting back up. So, I don't know, unemployment's 15%. Let's say it is. By the time of the election, if it's back down to 7, Trump's going to tell you, hey, economy's moving back in the right direction. Stock market's moving back up. You're getting more confident. Hey, are you ready for the Christmas season? Couldn't be a worse time. I'm just telling you, as a strategist, that's not the time you want to do that. If you were going to crater the economy, you would have done it around September, October. Maybe that could have done it. So that's why they're telling you the flu season could be the worst ever. Because they know they miscalculated. We got to get you back into the house. We got to get you back scared. But you're going to go, uh-uh. I'm not getting my job back only to lose it again in that time. But I'm telling you, that's the strategy for the Democrats is clear. At least to me. You know, I'm a risk guy. I know what they're doing. Oh, this is what you're doing? You know, look, I know that you want me to be afraid at the time when the election is there. You don't want me to want to go out to vote. You want me scared that Donald Trump can't make it happen. Okay, cool. That's not what we're talking about, though. Talking about the president giving the order, shoot down Iranian gunboats that harass U.S. ships. And so the Democrats are, he's a crazy man. No, he's not. Most Americans are going, yeah, what are they harassing us? Why are they harassing us? I reminded you guys before, when we talked about this the other day, I said, Barack Obama let them steal a drone and reverse engineer it. He let them capture our Navy seamen and embarrass them. What more could, I mean, Donald Trump is saying, you try to do something to us and you are going to be in big trouble. Try it. So I dare the Iranians to try it. What the Iranians are doing, they've become the Kim Jong-un of the world when Kim Jong-un was under President Obama. And they just want a saber rattle. We're still here. We're a force to be reckoned with. And Donald Trump has thrown down the gauntlet many times and said, look, you think you're big and bad? Start something. You think you're that bad, start something. I hate to get into this mode because it reminds me of people from me growing up, my formative years, where people would just talk smack and you're like, man, if you really think you're that bad, step. That's what we would say. Hey, get the step in. Or we would say, if you're a frog, you take a leap. That's what I remember saying that to people. If you're a frog, you take a leap. Don't sit there yapping. Get in the battle. And Trump is a guy, I hate to say it, but he's like me. If you decide you're going to pick a fight, well, you picked the wrong dude. So the Democrats want you to believe that this is a bad thing. That Donald Trump says, stop provoking our ships. We're not doing anything to you. If we want to spy on you, we got spy satellites. We got all kinds of ways to spy on you. Leave our ships alone. Because if you keep provoking us, this is not going to be a Barack Obama response. This is going to be a real president response. A response of people that for a guy who represents the people of his country who say, I'm not taking your crap. And I don't care who's backing you. Oh, the Russians or the Chinese. Well, then you know what? We'll get them too. We got a lot of people we're waging these little micro wars with. China, we're in the midst of an economic war. They started it. Introduced their virus over there. And we're going to get our pound of flesh. Iran thought they could start an actual war. And what Trump did was say, no, I'm just going to give you an economic war too. By the way, the most powerful weapon we have in our arsenal is the American people. Your spending, your habits, your work ethic is the most powerful thing we have in our arsenal. People, oh, they have military might. No, we have the American spirit, and we have people who can absolutely innovate. We work our butts off. We are the most amazing thinkers on the planet, bar none. Smartest people on the planet. Not because we have bigger brains or whatever, but because of the way we are taught to think. There is nothing that we cannot overcome. That is a fact. There's a reason why North America is probably one of the most civilized places in the world. North America, the continent, it's one of the most civilized places in the world. Anyway, the president he's dead serious about this. And so the way that the everybody sort of isolates themselves is the Pentagon says, we haven't been given a direct order or directive or whatever. The president just gave you a directive. He says, if you get harassed, you don't have to have empty guns, empty weapons as you walk the line. Somebody harasses you, shoot them out of the water. I'll deal with the consequences. And then the left wonders why this man is so popular. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George. George Norrie in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love trends. You guys know I love me some trends. The only thing I love more than trends is chicken from Popeye. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't say chicken from Popeye's unless you got some, right? Oh, I'm glad you guys are here, boy. You got better things to do. Be honest, you got better things to do. There's a reason you're here, though, and I appreciate that. Because you do. You have better things to do. I don't want to get all up in your business, but there are better things to do than listen to this program. But if you're doing something while you're listening to this program, I applaud you for multitasking. In fact, I hope most people do that. We got our stats. We had 789,000 downloads of this show. I don't know what you're downloading, but that's a lot. That's a lot of downloads. It's not a big deal for people like Ben Shapiro or my buddy Dan Bongino. That's a lot for us. I'd like to get that to a million. And what's funny, we learned that, so you can get the show through Spreaker. Spreaker does advertising for us and we made chump change. But you know who's making a fortune off my show? Apple and iHeart. Both of those guys are making a fortune off my show. They don't pay us a nickel. Get a lot of downloads, a lot of views on my show. It's insane.
So we're working on all of that, but I hope you continue to download. I hope you will tell other people. I was just thinking, we have 3,500 people that sign up to listen to the program. And that's just on one service. We have 3,500 people every day that listen to this program. I mean, that have signed up to listen to it. If you folks just got one or two people that said, check out KJ, watch, I don't even know what would happen. What would the numbers be? Huh? Well, could we get to 10,000 a day? That is just through, and I'm just talking about one service, through Spreaker, or maybe it's SoundCloud. Or what if we got 30,000 people that said, I want the show, that were getting the feed of the show? If you just got one other person to do that, man, it doesn't take very long. That's how we built when we started giving money out to community, we would keep these poor kids off the street, these latchkey kids in sports programs. We started out with 20 dudes who would come to this event, give 20 bucks, and then the next time you bring a friend, and it would be something like 15 people. Not all of them, but 15 of them would bring a friend. And of the 15, maybe 10 of those guys would say, I want to be a part of it. So they'd give their 20 bucks. The next time we did it, it was 30 people. And that we would send the thing out to, we'd say, bring a friend. So out of 30 people, we might have 23 of them that bring a friend. Before the end of the year, we would have events that have 250 people, 300 people, everybody giving their 20 bucks. And you know what we collected one year? Over $120,000 that went to sports gear to give to sports programs that were not funded by the state or funded by the city. This was in St. Louis. So many, many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars going to kids' equipment that they couldn't afford, the families couldn't afford, keeping them off the streets, getting them into sports programs, etc. No credit. Nobody looking for credit. Guys just getting together to do something good. So I hope we can do that for this program. Get 10, 20, 40, 80, 100, you know, give them 160, 320. You want me to keep going? 640. Get those people to listen to the program and give us some love. Anyway, back to the trends. There's a fundraising trend. The president, he's got to be very excited about this. It certainly bodes well for his reelection. And I'm going to just make this easy for you. For those of you who wonder who's going to win in November, I'm going to save you the suspense. President Trump will get reelected, and all you have to do is watch the trends. All you have to do is dream. And whenever I want to, all I have to do is dream. Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, I know I could sing it better. I meant to do it that way. The president has consistently out-fundraised Democrats. No big accomplishment given to Democrats. Woes, of course. And when you consider the multitude of clowns who ran for the presidential nomination on the Democratic ticket, you get it. And when you consider who their ultimate, and I use my finger quotes, winner is, you get why this trend exists. And here are the numbers. Through February 2020, Trump and the Republican National Committee have raised approximately $459 million combined. Yeah. This is FEC filings. By comparison, Biden and the Democratic National Committee have raised $203 million during the same period, half that of the Trump RNC haul. Half. Oh, but the Trump team, get this, raised double what Biden and the DNC raised in the same period, but it gets worse. Daily Caller. President Trump's reelection campaign reported Monday that it had raised $212 million in the first quarter of 2020. The figure raised by the campaign, the RNC and joint fundraising committees, was a $56 million increase from Q4 of 2019. $63 million was hauled in during March alone, bringing the campaign's total for the 2020 election cycle to $677 million. Here's what Brad Parscale said. Americans can see the president leading the nation through a serious crisis and they're responding with their continued enthusiastic support for his reelection. Then he says, Joe Biden, Democrats, and the media continue to oppose his every action, but the people know that President Trump is fighting for them, so they are fighting for him as well. In the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, The campaign has transitioned to a fully digital platform, has allegedly made contact with more than 17 million voters since the White House social distancing guidelines were issued in mid-March. In other words, Brad Parscale is making sure that he continues a high-touch campaign with donors. Doing the math, in the month of March, the Trump team raised more money than Democrats did in the previous 2 months. And the Trump team did this during a pandemic. But still, folks, problems get worse for the Democrats. Here's what NBC reported. A joint committee could also be a boost to the DNC because while it has raised $115 million in the 2020 election cycle, the organization only has $14 million on hand. Its last FEC commission, FEC filing shows the committee is $6 million in debt. Now, since then, they've raised a bit more money, but they were $6 million in debt at the time of the NBC report. All that money they had raised, over $115 million, and they had nothing to spend. Is this really who Americans want running the country, folks? A group who can't balance its own checkbook? They want to take on the nation's debt? No wonder under Obama, America's debt doubled. Like his fellow Democrats, he can't manage money. He proved daily that he can't manage money or marriage it. And his millions of supporters now have swung over to Donald Trump because they have faith in Trump's abilities. Now, here's the really sad part about all of this for the Democrats. Trump doesn't need the money for re-election. He's going to get earned media whenever he wants, and actually, Donald Trump sets the media agenda. So, the money for Trump is just a measure of popularity, so he's going to keep on getting it, and that's a good thing. But I already gave you the winner of the election.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. During an Oval Office meeting, the president says the Republican governor is doing a spectacular job. The president was also asked about bailing out states that are running big deficits.
We're certainly open to talking, but it would really have to be COVID-related, not
related for mismanagement over a long time, over a long period of time.
You're willing to make that distinction, that much of a distinction?
Well, it's a very, very simple distinction to make, yeah. We're not looking to do a bailout for a state that's been unfair to, it's unfair to many of the states, most of the states that have done such a good job.
Hillary Clinton will endorse Joe Biden for president. The 2016 Democratic presidential nominee showing her support for her successor during a town hall. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
He was elected mayor in 2002, running on a platform of being a champion against corruption in the Big Easy, and then he became a national figure when the city was slammed by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005.
Get out. We're strongly encouraging. Tourists, definitely get out. And then the next time you hear us is going to be get the heck out.
But the now 63-year-old Nagin, who served as mayor until 2010, was convicted in 2014 on 20 counts of corruption, fraud, and bribery. Before being granted early release under a program to reduce prison populations during the pandemic, Nagin had been scheduled to be freed in about 3 years.
Ohio's mail-in primary election is taking place today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you wary? Scared? Scared about reopening of the country? Things going back to normal? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back anyway. The people say that, and I was reading this in, I think it was USA Today, they say that we are afraid to go back to work. To go back to life the way we had it before. Here's what the article says. Over the coming days, life in some states will start returning to a version of normal. In South Carolina, the government announced that many stores and flea markets will reopen. In Florida, beaches can welcome sun worshipers. In Minnesota, golf courses, marinas, shooting ranges are getting primed for sports enthusiasts. Some officials may feel we're ready to rebound from the coronavirus crisis, but many citizens aren't so sure. Though a depleted economy needs businesses to reopen, the nation remains in a defensive crouch. Whether it's patrons who aren't quite ready to party with friends or business owners who need weeks to implement safety measures, the overall feeling seems to be one of deep-set culture shock. I don't know one person who feels we're ready to rock and roll, says Atlanta-based Jamie Weeks, CEO of Honors Holdings, which operates 120 Orange Theory gyms across six states. That includes Georgia, where Governor Brian Kemp has even drawn fire from President Trump for reopening gyms, bowling alleys, hair salons. Weeks isn't alone in feeling hesitant. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll found that 58% of voters are concerned restrictive measures might be lifted too soon, risking a second wave of outbreaks. I'll stop there. Because here's what I've been telling you, what I've been saying since this whole thing started, for the most part. Well, that's not true. This is what I've been saying since we figured things out. Because at first I was telling you, I wasn't really sure what the deal was, but I felt like it was being hyped. Now that we know for a fact that it is, what I said to you is phase two of this hype is it has to have legs. It has to grow legs. So now they're going to tell you the flu, which is coming up, you know, later in the fall, during the election season, when people start to die, Donald Trump is still killing people. So they set the stage. Yeah, 58% of you are concerned about the restrictive measures being lifted too soon. Do you believe that? Or are you like most people that I know who are going, what the heck is going on? What is this about? I'm going to leave you to make that decision. I don't have an answer for you.
You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. I'm Kevin Jackson. I'm giving you my opinion, but I'm going to tell you right now, everybody I know is saying, no, that's not true. I have one person who's a friend of mine who has leukemia, and she says, I'm voluntarily, older lady, she says, I'm voluntarily staying home because my immune system is compromised and I'm not going out. Everybody else that I know, for the most part, is saying, put it back to normal. And there may be one or two others that I've missed. But of the hundreds of people that I've spoken to specifically about this topic in the time of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, finger quotes, pandemic, they said, I'm ready to go back to work. I want out. I was talking to one of my guys, Chris Harris runs Unhyphenated America, and Chris and I were talking, and I said, you know, this is self-imposed slavery. You're not a slave. Let me ask you this. If you have a kid, or maybe you know somebody, who's teaching that child? I can answer it from my perspective. I'm teaching my youngest, and I'm not getting paid. In fact, I'm paying people who aren't even working. You know what the job of the teacher is right now? They call me up, Kevin, is your son getting his work in? You know, because we're not seeing it on this computer. You can have a monkey do that, and the work that they have him do, it's so freaking easy, I have to supplement. I'm not letting him get away with that. It's too simple. So, if you don't think you're a slave, tell me who is. Look, I could go on. AOC seems to believe, Ocasio-Cortez, that food just stocks itself in supermarkets, that beef and meat just packages itself in styrofoam and plastic and ends up in the supermarket. That trucks drive themselves. They're all, what, part of this waif, whatever, the system that's driving people around. I don't know how she thinks things get done because she's even telling people, stay home. Don't worry about responding. There is no new normal to go back to work. Work is for suckers. It's pretty crazy out there. They don't want you to believe. They want you to believe that most people fear going back to normal. They fear that they could die from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Let me tell you, what they should read about is stats of being killed at home. You know, what is it? Most people are killed within like 2 miles of their house. I don't know what the number is, but it's a crazy statistic. And here's the interesting thing. While we were all, you know, lockdown, back on the plantation, we chose it. While we put ourselves on this plantation, oh, Kevin, the government told you. Ask me if I paid attention to the government. I worked. You know what? My job, I work from home. I write, get ready for books, produce movies. Nothing stopped. Oh, did we do everything with the people? Yeah, did we rearrange things? Yes, we rearranged. We had to rearrange. But I worked. I went out. Oh, stuff wasn't open. Sure, there were. There were things open. I didn't sit in restaurants, but I picked my stuff up. I went to parks. I did everything to break the rules because as far as I'm concerned, it's the government breaking the rules. They're the ones violating my rights. Oh, Kevin, you're on lockdown. Since when? Why am I on lockdown? You violate my rights. I'm on lockdown. No, I'm not on lockdown. I'm ready for normal to return. Normal is your rights. And mine never left. I don't know how you guys feel. Mine never left. I was all over the place. I know the people that weren't allowing me to go into their joints, you know, to eat and stuff, I get it. But I still figured it out because I'm not going to be a prison of my own creation. I'm not going to be on a plantation of my own creation. Two ladies arrested in Laredo, Texas. Get this. Caught running a beauty salon inside their homes. These women were arrested, get this, during an undercover sting operation by the Laredo Police Department.
undercover sting of women doing business in their homes. Now, let me just tell you a little bit of the demographics of Laredo, okay? Laredo, Texas. I gave you a hint. It's heavy Hispanic. It's on the border. Laredo. In Laredo, Texas, they put a sting operation to catch a couple of Chicanas, Latinas, who dare try to make a living in their own homes. Are you kidding? This is what we come to. And they, oh, they don't want to be, people don't want to go back to regular work. People are ready to go back to regular work. The black market is already at work. If you don't think people are running a hustle and to make a living, you must be out of your mind. Black folks are working harder now than we've ever worked. We got the hustles going. You think that my grandmother used to do hair at her home. God is my witness. My grandmother did as much hair at home as she did in the salon. She did white hair at Leonard's Hair Fashion. And then when she got home, these black ladies would line up. They would be sitting in our living room waiting for our grandmother to do their hair. That was normal business. And, of course, off the books, no hair, nobody taking a cut. My grandmother, they just paid her. Here you go. Boom. They wrote her a check and they paid her cash. That was the way things were. Anyway, I get this. Laredo Police Department was informed of the activities through an anonymous tip sent to the Laredo Police Department mobile app. The tipster informed the police that the women were advertising salon services on social media. So they went undercover, arrested these ladies for offering beauty services from home. They were part of the COVID-19 task force. Now, look, people are being arrested over a fake pandemic. They tell you, you're afraid to get back out there. They tell you, you still have your rights, right? This is insane. A lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't want to talk about this silly lockdown for the obvious reasons. I mean, you know, we're locked down and we're debating on when should we open up and all these other things. That's the obvious stuff. I think that we really do ourselves a favor when we analyze sort of how we got there. And how it should never happen again, because something like this should never happen again. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats use the Chinese Wuhan virus to free prisoners and to lock down citizens.
Now, you could argue, Kevin, they freed the prisoners, but the prisoners have to go to a halfway house, or they have to go to a house, or whatever. They're free. They let people out of prison over in jail over a fake pandemic, and they got you to close yourself into a prison of your own creation through a fake pandemic. That's what's happened here. From California to New Jersey, you had Americans who finally got fed up, protested in the streets, and you know what the USA Today says? 58% of you do not want to go back to normal. You don't want to go back to having the lowest unemployment for blacks, Latinos, and women in history. You don't want to go back to a stock market that was setting records, to an economy that was booming to a level that has not been seen by man in history. You don't want to go back to that. You don't want to go back to job mobility, to essentially 0% unemployment because there are jobs available for everybody. You like the fact that millions of people are not working, maybe can't pay their bills, jobs may not get reestablished after the fact. That's what you want as the new norm. If you want to convince me that 58% of the people feel that way, you are talking to the wrong Negro. It's not going to happen. People are demanding to end house arrest. That's what this is. House arrest by the government over a hoax. The numbers show that this virus is not going to kill as many people as a seasonal flu did in 2018. And we are in complete disarray. And there's a reason for that. Millions of businesses shut down by various EOs. The federal government says, which, look, I'm not blaming Donald Trump for this. He's got to play politics. I was talking to Chris Harris, who runs in Hyphenated America for me, and I mentioned this earlier in the broadcast. And we're talking about what happened to the spirit of 9/11 when we got attacked by terrorists. And we all banded together and said, let's eradicate this terror threat. We've been attacked by terrorists. I mean, in a sense, if a pandemic is essentially the same type of thing. It's an attack on, and in this case, it's an attack on the world. You would think if we were all trying to get this put together, if we'd be working together. Are the Democrats really working with us to solve this pandemic, or are they seeing it as an opportunity? I already know the answer. I think you know the answer. So, you know, we've got unemployment skyrocketing to levels that are like the Great Depression. We've got real wages on decline because people are going, look, I can fire you or I can cut you back. Right? I mean, people are now literally standing in line to get toilet paper and other things. And some people, more people than ever, are standing in line to get food in this country. And there are people that love it. The UN Secretary General warned not too long ago, a global recession could occur from this, a worldwide lockdown, because hundreds of thousands of additional child deaths per year could occur. And do you know that worldwide, there are less than 250,000 deaths. I don't know what the number is now. It varies. But less than 250,000 deaths from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan pandemic. When you're talking pandemic, you should be killing millions of people. Tens of millions dying. We're talking about something that hasn't even crested 250,000 deaths worldwide. The seasonal flu in America with 330 million people kills 50,000 people, give or take. It killed 80 in 2018. But it kills, say, between 40 to 80,000 people a year and nothing. Nothing. It's unreal. Many Americans died because they couldn't get in for medical care they needed, things like cancer, life-saving surgeries, because we shut hospitals down in anticipation of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, and none of it occurred. There was no overrun of hospitals. Medical staff were being laid off. And in fact, There are video after video of nurses playing, pushing themselves around on crash carts and other stuff, goofing off because there was nothing to do. I played a clip of a woman, a nurse from Oregon, who said, "Nurses, you can only clean your station so many times before they lay you off," and they laid her off. And she's going, "What's going on here? We have, they had one Chinese Wuhan virus patient in the entire hospital. It was a ghost town." Most of you know, I'm telling you the truth, the majority of hospitals were ghost towns. The cure, worse than the disease. Thousands of people laid off for no reason. Sweden didn't lock down their economy. They didn't put the population under house arrest. There are many countries that didn't do anything, didn't respond to this thing in any particular way. They just said, let it run its course. Now, I think that there are some protective measures that needed to be taken. The president did need to issue a travel ban from China or Asia, ultimately from Europe, shut down the U.S. and say, until we get a wrapper around this thing, let's see. But he didn't anticipate he was going to fight like he had to fight against his own people. People who are lying about the number of people who actually have the disease, the rate at which it is spreading, and the number of people who are actually dying. Three statistics that they blatantly lied about. Look, call it fake, call me fake news, call whatever you want. These are facts. You can go look any of this up. They lied about the number of people who have it. Stanford has said it. It's been validated by, I think, Miami University. Other universities are now validating. Yes, people have had this. They've already got the immunity in their system. Hundreds of thousands. In one municipality. It's literally millions of people that have this COVID-19. And no problem. No problem because their bodies are ready for it. And we're on lockdown. States went into lockdowns and other states didn't. The states that didn't, there's no correlation between, in other words, the states that didn't lock down, they didn't get some massive outbreak of Chinese Wuhan. States that did still got more, many, many more per capita than the states that didn't do lockdowns. So there was nothing proven by a lockdown and we did it. Self-imposed. The reason why I bring this up is I want you to understand what you're willing to accept. What you're willing to accept. Anthony Fauci talked about the number of people who were going to lie. And then here's what's interesting. So then Facebook, the social media, gets involved and they say, okay, if you say anything that we don't agree with on Chinese Wuhan or cures or anything related to it, you could be banned. You could be, we won't let your information get out. They punished users who they put like unapproved coronavirus stories on their platform. So if they didn't approve of the story and you promoted it, Facebook says, we're going to get you. I want you to understand the cabal that we deal with. If the government, this shadow government, this government that has been set up that's supposed to be for the people, by the people, is put in such processes that you can't even say, I don't trust that data. Oh, you didn't say that, Kevin. Let's shadow ban you. Let's not let what you say get out because we don't want people to know that there are people out there thinking differently, questioning. Is this really the number of people that have this disease? Is it really about the number of tests if you don't feel bad? Is it really about if you're not telling me how many people actually have it, and you're not telling me the number of people that have actually died from it because you're fudging the data, I mean, I have questions. They don't want you asking questions. Notoriously unreliable data from the WHO, Fauci, and many others, and we're supposed to just believe it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.